Hey everyone, it's Mike. This week on the episode, Gary and I are going to be talking about my recent trip up to Disney's Animal Kingdom Park to attend Moonlight Magic. I was invited by listener Ken Cabot, and I joined him and his wife for the evening. Is Moonlight Magic worth planning a trip around, or is it highly overrated? We will dive into it. Now roll the intro music.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around.
If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 526, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous.
Yeah, what's new with you?
Not much.
No? How's the life? You've been busy putting some miles on the car, huh?
Yeah, I almost doubled them. I still have about 3,000 miles on that bad boy.
There you go. It's beautiful. Up on property. You played golf, too.
How's that for a sad day?
Oh, you're busy.
Go play the sad day game. I didn't eat with the boys, but we finished a little early, so I sat with them and finished up my water and talked to them for a while, and then when their entrees came, I took off, went home. Filled up the waters in the Gatorade, loaded right up our travel bag, and headed right back up.
Nice. It's beautiful. I got out and played some golf today, Pards.
Oh, who'd you play with?
Some work people. There was like a little tournament. It was someplace in like out near the Cape. It was kind of a dump, the golf course. I wasn't too pleased with it.
It's hard when you have like when all your friends and family are members at five-star resort courses. You can't go back to the playing these dumps, can you?
I don't even care about public's fine, but this was like under construction. One of the tees was just all dirt, and they had like a mat you had to hit off of.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Did you like?
No, I'm with you. I love Cranston Country Club in Midville, but like when I used to play Garbage Park, I'd rather not play.
Yeah. So, and it was like 50 degrees, cloudy, and windy. So I have like windburn. I'm not sunburn. I'm windburn.
Nice.
All over my
beautiful.
Face. Nice. Like long pants, a hooded sweatshirt. It wasn't an enjoyable experience.
I was thinking of you. This guy I know up in Minnesota was playing golf.
Yeah.
And he posted, beautiful day for golf if it weren't for the wind, rain, and cold. And I'm like, oh, geez, you got another month and a half of this garbage.
I know. Oh, at
least it's gonna... 75 on Saturday, and then it's going to be back into the 50s.
At least it's May, though. They turn the corner. Like, May 1st feels like you're getting there.
I know.
I feel like I'm there. But, yeah, I mean, you know how I got those new wedges at Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first hole, it's like the kind of place. I think there were 6 par threes on this course. Only 15 holes were open, so we had to play the same 3 holes twice, like your first 3 holes you played again.
Yeah.
And 2 of them were par threes. So the first hole we started on, I'm cold, out of the box, haven't had a swing. It's a 72-yard island green par 3 with a downwind about 20 miles an hour downwind. So I have my brand new 60-degree Vokey.
Please don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Did you? First shot, S word.
You did, didn't you?
I hit somebody's like garden. There's like houses around it. It like went over into like the housing complex.
That was your first with the new Vokies.
With the new Vokey, yeah.
The Hazel rocket.
Yeah.
Did you stay up? Like,
yeah, I got it. I had to run over into the person's yard and grab it.
Oh, but you were OB?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not a good start. But then I had a lot of good shots with them later, the Vokies. They did me well today. The 60-degree, I hit it a few times, and I knocked it within like 7-8 feet from 70, 80, 90 yards, so that was good. Started getting a little bit better. I had to warm up a little. It's hard.
How do they feel, though?
They're great. They feel so nice. Yeah, they're very nice. I've always liked Vokies. I never bought new ones. I had like hand-me-down ones. These are like the first new, like, real wedges I've had. It's nice. Other than that, it was pretty much a disaster.
Did you do any golf raises? Good roll.
Yeah, we had some of those, but it's a scramble, 4-minute scramble. I think the longest putt we made was 4 feet. That's not good playing. That's not good playing in a scramble. Anyway, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's good to be out there, I guess.
Did you swing hard like you did in the member guest?
Yeah, I hit my driver good.
Did you?
I hit it good, yeah. The first like 3 holes, I didn't hit well. And then after that, I figured it out and I was hitting it pretty good after that. So I wasn't too discouraged. Only a couple bad shots. I want to keep getting out there, though. It's tough.
Well, you're joining the Sarah Bay, the Detweiler Hurley Thursday Night Golf League, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'll come down once. Am I able to play or like once a month? Is that the max?
Yeah, we can accommodate. We can accommodate.
Make it happen.
Because Alex talks all this stuff, but he's...
You're going to need fill-ins is what you're saying.
You're going to need fill-ins.
Yeah.
So he pulled an Aruda. He went out first thing in the morning, right?
Okay.
So I said, what are you, abandoning me? He goes, no, this is the time that married guys with infants play. I'm like, yeah, I get it. So we're on the par 4 fourth.
Yeah.
And he's playing the par 3 eighth.
Okay.
So we're basically, he's crossing the bridge, and I had just hit, and I was waiting for the other three guys to hit. So I went over to see him. I said, how are things going? He's not good pards. I'm 9 over through 7. He's a 4 handicap. So he texts me at the end of the round. He goes, it was an even 90. I was home at 10:45. I do not like the new Alex.
It's tough.
Changing a diaper and let's get this day started.
So it wasn't even about the score. His only score was how quick he could get home.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, because he likes to sit there, have a soup and a sandwich.
Yeah, but not,
maybe like two or three ultras and shoot the breeze with the boys. But that ship has sailed.
He's got like 3 years before that's happening again.
Oh, and then, you know, probably going to have another one.
That's true.
You start staggering them, these little weasels, too. This could be he could be in for a real long haul.
Then all of a sudden, he creeps up to that above 40, and then
he's like, only hitting it 285.
Well, no, I'm saying the membership goes up, and then it's like,
Yeah.
There's a lot of X factors for him. If he's listening, he's in trouble.
He usually just listens to the first 10 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So he's here.
And 99% of the people just skip the first 10 minutes. So,
yeah. Well, we have our target audiences. Speaking of that, we should probably get into the topic at hand, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the main topic you want to speak of is that you were invited out to a Moonlight Magic event.
I was.
Now, how did this all come about? Because I didn't even know about it. And then I saw you posted on Facebook that you were there or going.
Yeah, I got like I got a message from Ken that morning.
Ken's a long-time listener, by the way.
Yeah, a long time. He told me when we were at the park, he said, I started with 000. I said, God bless you.
How did he find us? Did he say?
I have no idea. I'll have to ask him. We were messaging. I think he's on his way back to New York, but he...
Ken's reached out a bunch. Like, I've emailed back and forth with him. Like, I know he's been around since day one.
He's been around forever.
Yeah. No, he's a great guy, and that's cool. So he DM'd you or messaged you?
He sent me a message on Facebook, and I said, I think I was walking a dog, and I'm like, I think I can make it happen. So I asked him what the hours were.
Was that like day of or day before?
Yeah, no, it was day of.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was walking him, and I'm like, you know what? If I get him out again at 1 or 2, then he's good to go, because then Chris will be home at five. So,
right.
You know, it's perfect timing. And he said that they were just chilling at the resort, so he would meet me there at 5:30, because the event starts at 7, but they let you in about 3 hours early.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I said, you know what, I'm gonna walk in one more time, and then I'll head up and probably I didn't even need to make a reservation because I can just jump in at 2:00 anyways.
Right, it could have gone regardless.
Yeah, so I went up and I just went to Animal Kingdom and just did a couple hours by myself, and then we agreed that we were gonna meet around 5:30-ish.
Oh, so then you could check in with them and everything.
Yeah, because it stinks because we all have to check in together.
Right, because
They were checking people in when I was getting there at about 4. That so I could have just technically, you know, if they made it easier, I could have just gotten my wristband, went in at 4, and then didn't have to come back out just to go back in.
Right, and just met up with them, but it doesn't work that way. So he's a DVC guy, right?
Yeah, he owns all at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is that where they were staying? On this trip?
Yep, they were at Animal Kingdom Lodge, yep.
Yeah, that was kind of a dumb question, because you have to be DVC to go to Moonlight Magic.
And you got to be blue card.
That's right. Or you have to be hosted by somebody.
I mean,
hosted, so you could have technically tried to have gone to this one, right? But you wouldn't have got in because you weren't staying on property.
Correct. Yep.
I gotcha. Anyway, so you met up. Did you do anything good in your first couple hours when you were just hanging out?
Yeah, so I got there and I said, I looked at the wait times and everything was doable.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, of course, what do you do when you get there? You go do the safari.
Sure.
Safari was 15 or 20 minutes. So I'm walking. And then they come on and say that there are a bunch of giraffes blocking the pathway.
Oh, boy.
So things are going to be delayed. So like you're standing there waiting and none of the Jeeps are coming up.
Oh, because when they block them, who knows? You're at their whim. They don't.
You're
like,
at their whim.
The way. Yeah.
So like, you know how they just come one after another. So like they loaded the lightning line and then it was a good 10 minutes before the next one came in to pick us up. So what was originally 15 turned into 25 to 30.
So that was basically the only thing you got to do.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yep. So I was nervous because it was going to be after the 5:30. And you know me, I'm never on time.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm even if a flight's on time, somehow I show up delayed. So I message him. I said, I'm getting off the safari. He's like, we're just getting on the bus. I'm like, perfect. So I walked to the front and, you know, me being the mayor, I was talking to some lady who was just guiding everybody. She had like the loudspeaker on and was guiding everybody what line to go to.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, oh, and the people like, no, we're just going to regular park ticket. She's like, okay, the park closes in 7 minutes. And like, that's okay. And she just would shake her head.
So they were coming in with 7 minutes.
Yeah. It was like 5:53 in the park.
Do you think they were trying to be weasels and like sneak
in?
Of
course.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Of course. Yes.
Is that easy? Do you feel like it would be easy?
No, because you know how they do it for the Christmas parties. They're getting you.
That's what I thought. It's the same way, right? They just
usher you out.
Although technically, if you get in line 1 minute before closing,
true.
So like, hey, what the heck? We're not doing anything. Let's just go run over to Flight of Passage and we'll wait 2 hours.
And we'll stand there for two hours, right?
Right. So whatever. Either way, that is funny though. Just shaking her head.
Oh, she was just like, you know, because you just work in there and you just get so irritated. Because, I mean, they had so much signage for, like, where you were supposed to go.
Yeah, and then people would be like, where am I supposed to go?
I mean, there were, like, flags. There were welcome home signs. I mean, you could not miss it.
And people probably missed it still.
And people were missing it. Yes, they were.
Sure. I guarantee
you. You have her on a microphone. You had three other guys standing there, every single person who walked. Are you here for the special event? Yep. Okay. We're going to line up over here. Nope.
Good luck. So did you leave the park to meet up with them and go in together? Cause you could check in the park or you could check in at the entry, right?
Yeah. So I just left. I just met him at the entrance.
That makes the most
sense. I didn't go back in to like bag it to get scanned and everything, but I just met him. You know, once you get through security, when you're off the buses and you're in that.
Yeah. There's a gap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that makes sense. Now, he's got a couple kids, too, right?
He has a couple kids, but he left them back at the room with babysitter.
Oh, really?
So that's how I was invited. He usually does a couple nights date night, just him and his wife.
Oh, so you got to go on the date night.
I got to go on the date night. And I usually invite myself, but I didn't even know about this. Like, I have no shame. Like, if he said that he scored a V&A at reservation, I would have no problems inviting myself in.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Table for three.
I mean, I invited myself to Daniel's 1900 Park Freer reservation.
Is that happening?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. If I want to go, I can go.
Well, that's not what
I'm thinking about going to Topolino's this morning, too. I think they modified it. Yeah, they had a Topolino's breakfast. Chris, like, did you just invite? Yeah. I said, yeah. How else am I going to go?
That's a good point. America's guest.
Exactly. Hey, a lot of people pay for access.
That's true.
You know, contribute to my Patreon, and I'll come out and hang out at the parks with you.
All you want is to go. You pay your own way.
I just want an opportunity to go. I pay my own way, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, looking for any handouts. All right. So you get in, you check in. How was that process besides the people not knowing what they're
doing? Super easy. Super easy. There was nobody there.
So this is the first one you've done in Disney World. You did the DCA. Yeah.
Yep. The first one was over there, which was interesting because it was like hard ticketed. Like we got stuff in the mail. Like physical tickets to this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at California Adventure.
Right, yeah.
So I asked Ken, I said, did you get anything in the mail? He's like, no, was I supposed to? I'm like, I don't know. I said, we got stuff like literally like a week before we got on a plane to go to LA. And he's like, I think it's all on my Magic Band. It was all on the Magic Band, which is weird because they still don't have that stuff over in California.
No, it's very different. Yeah, they're starting to like incorporate it a little bit, but it's very rare.
Yeah, because I couldn't use it for my hotel room. I had to use the cards.
The phone or the card, yeah.
Right. But yeah, it was super, super easy. They just throw a little wristband on you and you're good to go.
And do the snack credits work the same way?
Yeah, so they just give you, it's like a hard ticket. So they give you like almost like a pamphlet where you can just rip it off.
Oh, okay, so that's not on the magic band. That's something. That's
correct. Yeah, that's okay. On the, yep.
So talk to me, take me through what you guys did then.
So we just kind of went off to the side and we were talking for a while because we had never met. They were at Riviera when we were at Riviera. And I think that they were just, I think they were eating at Topolino's that night. We were going to try to figure out a way to meet. And we had been at Epcot and they were just getting ready to go back to the hotel. So it didn't work out. So this was the first time we ever met. So we were just talking.
Yeah.
His wife is a foodie. She okay. loves good food. He is a simpleton, which he told me. He said he's a vegetarian, but he...
I don't think simpleton is the word you're looking for. That means okay, so stupid he's a person.
That's right. No, I'm sorry, Ken. You're not a simpleton. He just he likes very simple food.
He's basic, yeah.
Yes. So this messed me up. So we're talking. They went to Victoria and Albert's.
Oh, and he's a vegetarian?
He's a vegetarian. So... They do the pre-call. They ask Kristen, yeah. Is there anything that you don't? He goes, she's like, no, he'll eat anything, but he's not going to like the caviar. He mentioned that he'd rather have something other than caviar. Like, he'll try it, but that's not his thing. So they did something to accommodate me. So he said he got nachos. He said, and they weren't like regular nachos. He said, like, they were like all these imported cheeses from all around the world. I'm like, and then he said, like, he got these French fries. He said, but they were like the best fries he's ever had. And I'm scratching my head. I'm like, holy cow. Like, could you imagine now doing V and A, like in a simple way, like having the best Wagyu burger, having the best French fries, having the best.
That's interesting.
It's interesting because I've never heard a thought about that. Have you?
No.
And right also, away, you know how me, like with my ADD, now I'm thinking, oh, what could I do?
Doing like a vegetarian version of it too, but be like, blow me away without meat, and I bet they would do it.
Exactly. Like
everything would be amazing. Yeah,
because there's a ton of vegans, and I'm sure that their vegan options are amazing.
And vegetarian's a little easier because you can have dairy.
Right, correct. Yeah, like hence the nachos.
Right.
Like, I've got to know what these nachos taste like, don't you?
Yeah, you know they're making like the tortilla chips in-house and
right.
like fresh and everything. Yeah, that's wild. I didn't
think it's so that. Wild. I never would have thought of it. Like,
even as you're going to Victoria and Albert, like eating dirty nachos with your hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like you got like the napkin, like just tucked out and it's just full of grease.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, is the wife vegetarian as well or no?
No. Okay. She laughs. No, she's like, I love a good steak. I think that's funny. Said that she almost had steak every night of that trip.
Nice.
Of this recent trip. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I would never thought of the Victoria and Albert's thing. That actually is interesting, though.
And that could be a selling point when you say how Doc wouldn't enjoy it. I mean, they could probably put together some good stuff.
Yeah, just
like imagine if you like, I just like Italian. Like if they did a chicken palm.
Yeah, because it'd probably be the best. Like blow you away.
Yeah, they probably get like this stupid chicken like that you can't get anywhere. They source it.
So let me before you get too far into it.
Yeah,
you said it starts at what 6 o'clock when the park closes.
Yeah, so technically, Moonlight Magic starts 1 hour after park close.
So park closes at 6 and Moonlight Magic starts at 7. Yeah, you can get in earlier.
7 to 10, but you could get in early. That's correct.
Okay, so 7 to 10 is like the window where everyone else is technically should be gone at that point.
You got it, yep.
Okay, and you guys were there quarter of 6 or whatever. So what did you end up doing in that like buffer hour? Because I assume that's before like the snacks are free-for-all and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when you were talking, just kind of catching
up. Yeah, we were talking right at like as you're walking in, like where all the trees are and it's shaded and dark. Well, we did what foodies would do is we went out and searched for food.
There you go.
So we went over to Satuli Canteen.
Mm-hmm.
Not your favorite place. Not my favorite place, but I had not eaten because I was going to be in the car earlier. So I had not eaten and I was starving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I said, I'm just going to do something out of pocket. So I went over and got one of their protein bowls. And I'll tell you, it was good. They had like a braised beef and chicken. It was like a combination. And then you got to pick your bean, pick your rice, and pick your topping. And it was fantastic.
So that's a little different than what it used to be then, the protein.
Yeah, like they still had like your standard. They had three different types of bowls, but it was almost like a Chipotle.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, you pick your protein, you pick your beans, you pick your rice, you pick your... your topping. It was really good.
Nice.
And I don't mind Setsuli, but credits, it's just... they had like some type of, I want to say like a cheesecake or a chocolatey cheesecake.
Hmm. You did your snack credit for that?
No, she did. That's what.
Oh, okay.
When we were looking at the different menus, I said, I think this would be a good use of my first. So I said, well, I'm starving anyway, so I'm just going to go in there and just pay out of pocket and get myself a.
So what do you get? Two snacks?
You get three snacks
per person. So you guys had nine snacks between you.
Correct.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's basically like any snack credit that you would have on the dining plan. Like, no, anything under like 10 bucks.
It was disappointing. Oh, really? I put out a YouTube video that has me getting a little more in depth, but it has me walking around.
You know what? I did actually, I started watching that, but I knew we were going to talk about it, so I didn't want to watch too much. But if you want to check it out, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@WDWBTG. Check out Mike's. Those are like your instant thoughts on the Moonlight.
Yes.
Magic. Yeah.
Just live and raw as it's happening.
Some footage, yeah.
But it was disappointing because you got whatever they had.
Yeah.
So I could get like a soda, a water, a bag of chips, like one of those little bag of Doritos.
Oh, I thought those were all like they just hand them out, like the ice cream bars or whatever.
Nope.
Because like the ice cream bars, you could take what you want.
You can get
right?
those for free. Yep.
And I thought like the sodas were like that too.
Nope.
Oh, all
right. Nope, I'd use a credit for a fountain soda.
I thought they had like bottles of soda with the ice cream bars that you could just grab.
They may have had them in one of the where the free ice cream was, but I didn't see anything.
Okay, I could be also wrong. That's just what I had heard. I've never been to one, so I don't know. Interesting.
And it's completely different from what it was at Disney California Adventure, because there we had a $10. It was worth $10.
Now, I wonder, do you think it's more... like free for all in California because they're not used to it as much. It's like there's less DVC out there. It's a newer concept, and they have
I don't know, because it's costing the same amount. So DVC is paying for this.
True.
So it's coming out of their marketing budget.
Yeah.
But what we didn't realize at the time when we were in California is they would actually ring it up on the cash register. So we would give them the ticket, and like a bow bun would be $9.35, and then they put in the ticket.
That makes sense.
But,
so they get reimbursed, probably.
Yeah, or they're trying to keep track or whatever. But the other thing that was nice was that you could pay over. We found out at the end of the night when it was too late, but she could have gotten a beer flight that was $14 and paid $4 out of pocket. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep, yep.
Are basically just $10 gift cards. Then.
Yeah, they are, which is fantastic.
Right.
Because you have way more flexibility.
Yeah, because you could even used it for your protein bowl and just paid like the extra $8 or whatever.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was way more flexible. Where here you get a popcorn, you just hand them one of your vouchers.
Mm. So the options are a lot less. You couldn't go to like Flame Tree and get French fries with the snack credit.
I think one of the vendors did have French fries, but the line was, I'd rather just go somewhere and pay the $5. Like it was insane.
Oh, so not every place was even an option.
Correct.
For snack credits.
Correct.
I got you. That's interesting. Yeah, it's
like they were mainly different. Like the little street carts that you see, you know, that serves a coffee or.
Yep, I know what you're.
Where you can just get the bottle water or bottle soda. They have like the umbrella, and that's
Yeah. Hmm. So that part was a little disappointing.
That was disappointing.
Did you end up using all three of your credits?
I did. I got a fountain soda, and then I said, "Well, I got to use it because in California everything was sold out." So okay. We ended up bringing a snack credit home. So I just said, you know what? I'll just get a Dasani bottle of water and just throw it in the refrigerator.
Right. Yeah. Might as well use it instead
You're of right.
throwing a waste. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I thought they gave you drinks and ice cream at the Moonlight Magic, but maybe I'm thinking of something else. Maybe that's the after hours.
I know in California they did.
That might be the after hours I'm thinking of. You know how you could pay like the hard ticket after hour thing? That might be the one that has the drinks that are included. Anyway. So how were the crowds? Did it feel like dead?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, okay.
It was awesome. One thing before we did get like carnival tickets, so we could have played a couple games.
Oh, at like Dinoland or whatever.
Yeah, and we went in there and like the basketball line was just it was going to be 30 minutes minimum.
Oh, just because everyone had a
because everyone had the tickets. Yep, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really care, and you know, for a chance to win. A stuffed animal that I'm not going to even display in the Disney room wasn't worth our time. So I ate those. those are here at the house. But yeah. I thought that was nice that they offered that. I mean, it was, if you know, with the kids, it would be fun if each kid could play a game and you don't have to pay out of pocket.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, the crowd, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we did Flight of Passage, and it was essentially a walk on. Like, you got up to where you start seeing people, like right before you go into like the room, like where you're viewing, yeah. You know.
So like, instead of 2 hours, it was like 20 minutes because with the pre-show and all that stuff.
Yeah, with the pre-show, you know, you stand. Yeah, that's where it got backed up a little bit. But it was essentially a walk-on. I timed it. It was 15 minutes.
That's nice.
Navi was 10. It was awesome.
And then it also, on the rare occasion where it actually got dark in Animal Kingdom, and you probably were able to right. see like the nighttime of Pandora, which is nice.
Right. Yeah, it was beautiful. And I mean, I'm doing a video walking out of Pandora. And yeah. You can't see my face. So, you know, there's another thing that I need to buy that I don't really need to have is a little flashlight that I can put on my Sony ZV-E10.
Yeah, you definitely need that.
You couldn't see my face. Which is good, probably. Probably it's the best thing if I don't put a light on.
We'll probably get better numbers on this. So you think? So dumb.
You weren't ready for that, were you?
No, I wasn't. That threw me off my game a little bit. Was anything closed? I'm assuming the Safari.
Yes,
a lot
of things were closed. Like, I don't believe that they did any of the shows. I don't think Nemo and the
Lion King. Yeah,
Lion King. Obviously, the Safari they weren't doing, but they actually were doing the
Kali River Rapids. Was that open?
Yeah, Kali was open, and there was actually a sign that said we're open, and I kind of wanted to do that because how cool would that be to do at night?
Yeah, never done it at night. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a ton of rides there, so
right.
you close a couple. Like, was the, I'm assuming just the train was closed, right, going over?
Yep, I didn't even go. I walked as far back as, like, Everest, but I wasn't anywhere near.
And all the trails closed.
Yeah, yep.
You can't go on those, so. But they also do a lot of, like, character meet and greets, right?
Sure.
Like, with rare characters. I know I posted that on social.
Yeah. I actually got a picture with Scrooge McDuck.
That's a good one.
I mean, come on. You don't see him out.
No. Were there a lot of other ones around that you like passed by? Or?
Yeah, there were quite a few. There were a lot of characters out there. I'll tell you what, the dance parties were killer.
Oh, yeah? You loved it.
They were killer.
Yeah. With the characters and everything?
Yeah, and like they had a DJ, and like there was, you know, they did a lot of like Haunted Mansion stuff and just all unique things that you never see.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What else did you do? Everest?
We did. The three of us did Everest. That was one of the first things that we did.
Nice. Is there any rides that you didn't get to or didn't?
Like Dinosaur? Not really. I wanted to do Lion King when I first got there before the Moonlight Magic, and I had just missed it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I decided to go do the Safari. Because Lion King's one of those, like, I'll go a year or two without doing it. And I'm like, you know what? We haven't done Lion King in a while. Let's do it. And you sit there and you're like, God, I forget how great this show is.
It's so good. I was watching a video with Eugenia Jr. because she's never been to it.
Oh, really?
Because it was closed last time we went. I think they were doing finishing up the refurb. And then the first time she was too young, I don't think she went on it. So she's excited to check it out. So it's been a while for me. I mean,
yeah,
the last time I went, Eugenia Sr. was just a baby, so it's been like 7-8 years since I've been on that one.
Oh, wow, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, so we'll definitely do that. That's high on the priority list. What about, I think I said, I don't know if you heard me, was Dinosaur open?
I think so, yes.
So obviously you didn't go on that.
Didn't do that, no.
There's not much on that side when things start.
Not anymore. Down.
Right. So I get most of it was probably like the Harambe area. Was probably where the dance party was, right?
Yeah, it was actually over by the entrance of Dinoland.
Oh, okay, over there, yep.
Yeah, it was on that side.
Gotcha.
You know, like, I think they have like a stage over there where they have performers from time to time.
Yep,
like,
I know exactly. Like
Dream Barbecue and...
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good little area there.
But what was great was when you asked about the crowds, there's nobody there.
I'd imagine.
It's not like these stupid, oversold, hard-ticketed events that we both, you, me, Newfield Jr., we all said, no way.
Right.
And what's great, okay, so they're not making any money off it.
So they don't oversell it.
So they're not selling it, right?
They still cap it, though. So
they do.
It sells out.
They do. Oh, it does. It does sell out. So they do cap it. I don't know what the number is, but it's fantastic. I love it.
You think they cap it and people just claim it and then they don't always go? Or is it like,
I think there's a lot of people. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who don't go.
I was just wondering if it like gets capped at a purposely low number or if a lot of people claim a ticket and then don't.
You know, they probably figure, you know, like any business, they probably know that there's 30 to 40% who don't go.
Whatever.
So if they want capacity at 6, they might sell 10,
right,
or offer 10. I don't know that for sure, but that would sound logical.
Yeah, there's some number and they know it. Yeah.
Right.
That's interesting. Because for something like that, a free event or quote unquote free.
Right.
Like, why not? Like, what's the reasoning for keeping it so low? I wonder.
Maybe they want it to be a special intimate event. I mean, if you're going to have capacity, then what the hell good is it? So you get to go to an after hour event where there's 35,000 people in the park.
Well, there would never be that many because DVC doesn't have, but like, to shut out people that want to go when there's nobody there seems
right too. Yeah, I mean, there were people. It was comfortable. It was like a very slow park day or like very low attendance park day.
I guess you might not know because you only did it once. But like, did Flight of Passage get to an hour, or do they even post wait times at that point?
Yeah, they post wait times, and it was 15 when we went on it. No, it never got because the other great thing, there's no lightning lane.
Yeah.
And yeah, Genie Plus.
Yeah, that helps for sure. Because you would think at Animal Kingdom, there's literally, what, 5 rides you could do.
Right? Yeah, you've got the two in Pandora.
The Safari's out, but you got the Kali, you got Everest, and Dinosaur, let's say.
Yeah.
Is open. So you got 5. Maybe the other, like, swirling dinosaur one, the Triceratops Spin was probably going, or whatever that one's called. Yeah,
Triceratops. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's it.
So 6, I guess. And to have nobody waiting for Flight of Passage means that there was nobody there.
Nobody.
How long was the wait to meet Scrooge McDuck? That couldn't have been too long.
I don't know if you can say it's a walk-on for a character meet and greet, but it was a walk-on.
Because you wouldn't have waited. If there were 3 people waiting, you wouldn't have waited, probably.
Yeah, there was like literally no, like, I didn't even know where the line was. Like, I had to ask somebody.
Yeah.
Because it was like, there was like a mom with her kid. And I'm like, where's the way? Oh, just right behind him. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. Because, you know, you see people always online, like in the DVC Facebook groups, they're always complaining that they're out of Moonlight Magic.
Yep.
And then you give this report. I wonder if the Animal Kingdom one, though, is less popular.
I'm sure it's one of the least populars.
Just because there's less rides. And then everything, when it's dark, you can't be like, you don't enjoy the park as much in the dark for the ambiance and everything.
Right.
Like Magic Kingdom, obviously, there's a million rides. Same, even Epcot has a bunch. It's interesting, and though.
They don't even have one at Magic Kingdom.
I was going to say, I didn't even know if they did them there.
Nope.
Do they do them at the water parks, too?
They do Typhoon Lagoon.
That's cool. That'd be a cool one.
Yeah, they actually got one coming up, and I was excited because it's right around when you're going to be here.
Oh, in July?
Yeah, but it's a week after I'm there. You guys might actually still be there because I'm like, that would be a perfect one if there was any way I could get that.
Yeah.
Then again, I'd have to throw you on the reservation because the way it works, we didn't really get into this at the beginning, but if you have a reservation, you'll get an email about a week or so prior to when you can sign up.
Yeah, you have priority if you're staying on property during the event.
Right. So, like, you'll get a link, and then you just click that link, and that's how you register. So, it's just like a Run Disney event. It'll say you tell you what number you are in queue.
But you can only get the amount of tickets of people staying in your room.
Of people staying in your room with a maximum of 5.
Right, because that's the most. Even if you have, like, a 3-bedroom villa, you can only get 5 people?
I think the max is 5.
That seems crazy to me. I'm sure you're right. Because you've looked at it, like with a studio, 5 makes sense. You can't have 6 people in a studio, but I don't know. If I paid the points for a 3-bedroom and they don't let me take the 8 people I'm with or something, I'd be kind of
jacked. I think there's probably ways around it.
Maybe, I guess that's not something I'll have to worry about.
Yeah, but eventually it probably might happen. Like when the two of us are going at the same time.
Right, I'm saying. Well, I don't even have the blue card, so it doesn't affect.
Right,
me.
But I'm saying like if I could get you in.
Oh right, yeah. And would that mess it up if we're both on the same? Oh, but yeah, you don't have to have my name on it. You could just put dummy names on there, right? It doesn't actually go to a specific.
Yeah, because person. He did not. Yeah, because he got the. Yeah, you're right. I could just put plus three.
Right, because you didn't. It's guessed not like one, you were on two, his reservation. Three.
I wasn't on his reservation, but he made them for the kids.
Yeah, that's how he had the extra ticket.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense. So the question is, for you driving up and being close, not staying, not using points, obviously it was worth it.
Yes.
For them, I don't want to speak for Ken and his family, but they didn't plan their trip around that time because there was a Moonlight Magic going on. That is correct. So for them, it makes sense. Totally worth it.
That is correct.
It or they don't, whatever. Is it worth it for you, in your opinion, if you know one's coming up, to use points to book a room to try to nab a Moonlight Magic?
No.
Now, do you think it's just because it was Animal Kingdom, and maybe if you did an Epcot one, you might have a different feeling doing like Guardians of the Galaxy and Living with the Land and so like more attractions? You don't care about the attractions that much.
I don't really know. This is very cultish in the DVC community. Like, you see people, and they get 20 people together to go to these things.
Oh, so they're all like booking rooms for it, and
yeah, they're just all. And I guess maybe if like you were local and Phil was local, and we had a bunch of like Schaefer, and we had a bunch of local people, and there was somehow where we could get 20 people. I think we all
got in early, and we got dinner together, and then did Moonlight Magic.
Yeah, like I think that would be a blast.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I could see myself trying, because you can book a room, and then if you can't get in, you can cancel it.
That's true.
Because you typically this is typically 30 days before, so you're not going to be in that waiting period.
Oh, so it's past the 30 day, more than 30.
I think if you don't get in, you could cancel your room. I may be wrong.
Yeah, that's interesting. You have to look into it. I'm curious how that works. And they do like one a month almost now.
They said that they're going to be increasing those. They only do one on the West Coast, so they don't do Disneyland, and they don't do Magic Kingdom here. There's only one out on the West Coast, so, and it was simple for me to get in. Like, when I got on and I saw what number I was, I'm like, I'm definitely getting into this thing.
Yeah. And did that feel dead, too? You said that was more of a cluster over there, though, because they seemed disorganized, like, getting in and everything.
Yeah, it was more, because I don't think they're used to it. Like, it was seamless in Orlando.
Gotcha.
Where it is still kind of felt new in Anaheim.
I actually think I'd enjoy a Hollywood Studios one.
Yeah, because that's not your place.
That's not my place, but being able to like bang out Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster.
I think that would be fun. And you know that they're throwing a party.
Yeah.
They're throwing a party over there.
And if you're staying, you can get a little loose, have some beers or whatever as you're going around.
Sure. Yeah. Like if you're over at one of those Crescent Lake resorts, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
No, would this be something you would be interested in? I think I already know the answer.
Yeah, of course. If I was, I don't think I'd plan a trip around it, but if it worked out, I would definitely try to get it.
Like if there was something the 2 days that I'm staying when you guys are there, and I said, you want me to try it? You would say, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like especially imagine Epcot, we'd just both walk over there.
Walk over there, yeah. Yeah, that would be really cool. Now you can only do a certain amount, right? Is it one per year?
I think you're right.
Or two per year or one per quarter. I know there's a limit.
Or you only allowed one per park.
Oh, per park per year. I think that might be what it was. Because you can't go to all of them. Mm-mm. If you're the main person on the reservation, I guess. It's interesting. I still don't know what the drawback would be for them to let in like 20% more people in, though. If it was as dead as you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to make people happier, the DVC people. Like,
because it's funny. I was reading by the pool tonight about different. You know, of course you had like there was a question about Moonlight Magic.
Yeah.
And somebody of course doesn't answer the question like, oh, why would you ever buy a direct contract? You could just buy a resale contract and just go to a hard party event and save money. But that wasn't a question. No. Number one. Number two. This is way better than the hard ticketed event because we all said that it was terrible with the crowd sizes.
Now, I will say from what I've heard and seen online, the after hours parties are worth it.
And they have one at Typhoon Lagoon, which I'd consider because the numbers is.
Well, that one's not even that expensive.
$50.
Yeah, that one's But like, you could do the after hours party Magic Kingdom. I think it's like $200, but they sell it like a Moonlight Magic. There's only like, I think under 10,000 people or something.
Isn't that what the Christmas party costs?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So it's the same price as like the Christmas party, but this one is basically just to ride rides. There's no other stuff. And that's, again, it's like 3 hours or 4 hours.
Yeah, that's just hard because I've been on the rides a million times. I'll be honest, I like the parties. I love watching the dance parties because, I mean, they are rocking. There's a ton of people, and you see the kids with the moms, and they have great music, great DJs. It's the dance parties are killer.
Yeah, those are fun. It's just tough to justify spending $200 on a Christmas party ticket to watch the dance party for 40.
Oh, yeah. We're done with that. I'm talking about the Moonlight Magic one.
Moonlight, yes. Obviously.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I don't think it's enough. Like, that's not enough of a perk, especially for me, to say, like, getting direct would make more sense because the odds that I'm there during a Moonlight Magic is pretty low.
And the odds that you get one, yeah, because it's hard for locals who can just run up there. So, yeah, I completely agree.
So that doesn't make a lot of sense on my end. But, yeah, if I had the opportunity to go, I would absolutely do it.
I just think it's one of many good benefits. I think there's a lot of good benefits to having a direct contract because I've used them. I've used Top of the World.
Yeah.
I've stayed at Riviera. I've stayed at Disneyland. This is all 15 months into me buying my first contract.
Right, and you're the perfect person for direct.
Yes.
Because you're local and you're going to use the perk.
And I'm going to, yeah, a lot of people aren't going to go to Top of the World. You, I mean, you'll go if I'm around and you know, you're not there with the family.
Yeah, I probably,
and
unless I was
playing golf and I'm like, yeah, let's go get some appetizers and then.
Yeah, unless like we were staying at Contemporary.
At Contemporary.
I probably wouldn't go with just the four of us, like my family.
We right.
Because it's not like the girls don't want to go to a lounge. I guess to watch the fireworks.
To watch the fireworks, they have some great appetizers. So it would actually be a decent place for. But I'm with you. It's an afterthought.
Right. And like the Epcot Lounge, don't get me wrong, that'd be nice, but that's not enough to sell me on it for me.
No, that was a nice. That's a nice little break spot, but you can take a break anywhere.
Now the AP discounts are nice.
The what?
The AP discount is nice.
Yeah.
As a non-local. That's like the biggest one that hurts me because that would make it a lot easier to swallow, like doing the AP. That's a lot, especially having to pay it all at once too. I can't pay it monthly like you can.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you got to fork out like $5,000 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. All at one shot.
That's $5,000 a year. That's a golf membership somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know, and we still only go once, so it's like barely break even. But with the discount, it would make sense because you can overlap it. Kind of,
yeah, if you did that, because that's what Ken does. He does what Schaefer always did. He kind of staggers his trip. So he'll do the 2 and an 11 month period.
Right, exactly. So that's what we would do if we were going to do that. But even with doing that without the discount, it's not worth it. You don't say like,
I was yeah, right. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, especially too, like if you're coming down, what's your July trip? Are you down here for 8 days or
nine nights?
Right, so you're here for nine, 10
Yeah, 10 days, 9 nights.
So I mean, you could get away with what are you thinking? Like six park, four off parks.
Yeah, I mean,
five, even.
No, I was probably gonna do a 7.
Okay, I mean the price difference, like we've discussed, is not.
But then at that point, I'm thinking because we're so close, why not just do a 10? And then if we want to just hop into Epcot for 20 minutes,
I completely agree.
Because like the difference between a 7-day park hopper and a 10-day park hopper is only like $100 and something a person.
Yeah, then I would max it.
So that's what I'm thinking.
But you'll still treat it as resort days.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like you might go to the park like Epcot for 2 hours and then
like if we're in the pool at 7 o'clock at night and the girls say they want to go watch the fireworks, we'll just go get changed and we'll go into Epcot and check out the fireworks.
Right, exactly.
You know, being so close, so we'll see. And even like the first day when we show up, like our flight's super early. And if we get to Wilderness Lodge and they just want to relax, we won't go. But if they decide, like if our room's not ready for a while and they want to go over to Magic Kingdom, all right, we'll just go take the boat and we'll just go over to Magic Kingdom and hang out there for a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It just gets to the price point where it doesn't make sense not to. Just to have the flexibility and freedom to jump in and out whenever you want.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. What other thoughts do you have on the Moonlight Magic? Anything else?
No, not really. They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. You got to try to, not you in particular, but just people in general, just try to get to one.
Yeah, if you have the opportunity, you should definitely do it. Yeah, because like you said, it literally doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
You have to be, if you want to be sure to get it, you have to be staying on property.
Yeah, it very rarely opens up to just regular DVC members.
Right. The snack thing's kind of a bummer. And you said there were weasels taking advantage of the ice cream bars. You think that'll be...
That's what Ken was saying, because we were talking about, you know, our boycott, our band show a couple weeks ago. He said he was talking to a cast member like 2 days later. He was back at Animal Kingdom, and he was working in the Starbucks where they were giving away the free ice cream bars. He said they weren't just, you know, double fist and triple fist. And he said they brought like little mini coolers and loaded their coolers up.
And to like take them back to the room and stuff.
Can you imagine that?
Like, I could see like taking two because you don't want to go back and wait in line or something. If like
that's fine. Right. Yeah. Or your wife's in the bathroom and like, I'll grab you one.
No, but I'm even saying like if I was at that with the girls and they said, can we each have two? I'd be like, all right, yeah, whatever. Take two and just eat them if you want to have two right
now.
Yeah,
that's plausible. I'm just to load up a cooler?
To get 70 of them.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
I wouldn't do that. It's one thing like the cookies at the Christmas party. Even that, like when I would go up and get cookies, there was what, 8 of us?
Yeah, like when we were watching the parade and you grab like 10 of them or whatever. Big deal. They're like the size of your nose to begin with.
Yeah. I went to like 3 different spots and I had to ask for like 10 cookies at each spot because people wanted to try all the different ones, but at least they were one for each person. It wasn't like I was taking them home.
Right. You weren't putting them in your backpack.
No.
That's.
But like he said, I think he said it on Facebook. He said that's going to get them taken away. People
of course.
Doing that stuff.
That's why everything gets taken away.
Because people take advantage of it.
They do.
And I bet they had free drinks in the past, and people probably did that. They probably loaded up 30 Coca-Cola bottles, threw them in their backpack, and took them back to the room. And like, all right, we're not doing that anymore. Now you got to use your snack credit for a Coke.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's not surprising, though, is it?
It really isn't. You know, before we sign off, we got a couple minutes. When we did our band show.
Yeah.
So there's a couple ones, and Ken brought up one, and one of my big ones. Was, you know, the people who leave the sodas in the queues?
Oh, yeah.
When there's a garbage can every five feet.
And they just put it on the ground.
And they just put it on the ground, or it's like on a railing.
Yeah.
Or like when you walk through that gorgeous queue at Peter Pan's Flight, and there'll be like a peanut butter wrapper.
Yeah.
Or a popcorn wrapper, rather, like next to Wendy on the bed. Like that, you know, kind of detracts from that whole queue, wouldn't you say?
A little bit, yeah, I would
just
say.
I mean, not a ton, but just a bit.
Just a little bit. And no, you're right.
It can hate.
Because there is a...
There's a trash can every 2 feet.
Yeah.
Like you're on Thunder Mountain, and like as you're weaving through the lines, like there's just like a popcorn box like wedged in between the railings.
Yeah, and you could probably see the trash can from where,
right.
where the
popcorn box just is. Fascinates me how lazy and slobby people are.
Yeah.
And speaking about slobs, Ken thinks, do we ban the DVC members who leave like the half-drank
I'm okay with milk? That. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
They have to go lifetime ban, right?
Yeah, and the points go right to us.
Oh, is that what gets transferred to back to us, huh?
Well, I mean, if they're banned, where do their points go?
Well, the thing is, you can't be trespassed from your home resort. Remember we read about there was like a fist fight at Beach Club?
Yeah,
and you got
right.
trespassed, but not at the Beach Club.
Yeah, you can only stay there. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing. Like, if you were staying, like, let's say your first day was my last day, and I had an extra 8 beers and, like, a loaf of bread that I didn't open, and I brought it to you, like, that's different. I'm not going to leave it anywhere. I don't know. Like, yeah, like, I'm all for not wasting food.
Sure. Well, like we said, you know, you got to be careful with the booze, because... Like I told Ken, I said, your 10-year-old boys aren't going to be grabbing a vodka bottle and hiding in the staircases. I'm like, but some 18-year-old kid who's like, you know, with his family, and it's maybe his last vacation, and he's embarrassed hanging out with his parents when he's 18 years old, and he sees a six-pack hanging out.
Yeah, you might just grab it.
I might grab that and go put it in the woods over, you know, over near the pool and drink those while we're doing like our little family pool day. But you know the people who are legit, like, okay, I bought a case of water. I still have 20. They're sealed.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're arriving, that might be nice to be able to have bottled water and throw it in your refrigerator. Right. But when you have a peanut butter jar.
That's open.
that's open and you're just too lazy to dispose of it, then you're a slob and you need to be trespassed.
I agree with that. Yeah. Any open food. A nearly new box of Cheez-Its. Like somebody, like grubby hands in there grabbing
their fingers in there. You know they pick their nose and they've got certain other cheeses in the Cheez-Its.
I'll share it with my family. Hell, I'd even, if you said you had a half-eaten box of Cheez-Its and you were leaving, do I want it? I would take it. Because I know you and I know Susie, but like I'm not going to grab it from the hallway.
Right? You're walking down that marathon.
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge. You've already done 7 miles. You're going to grab these Cheez-Its. Ooh, these
I see a bag of Oreos that has like 3 Oreos. Maybe Oreos. I do like Oreos. I might think about it.
They're just stale and like you're biting in, you're chipping your teeth.
Like,
that saved 50 cents.
Yeah, that's I like that. Ban those people.
I think we're hearing about more and more.
Yeah,
there's ways to ban people.
People want less people. That's funny. I'm interested about the babysitter thing. They take advantage of that every time they go, huh?
Yeah. So it's I'll have to ask them. Because back in the day, back years and years ago, they like you could call the front desk and like they almost had them on hand.
Right now, it's like outsourced, right?
So they outsource them, but they are obviously completely vetted.
Yeah.
And I asked him, and he said, like, they can do certain activities. They can't be near water, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But he said he does it, you know, a couple times on a trip.
That's interesting.
And he said he's had great experiences, so.
That's good. It's kind of like that kids' lounge on the cruises they talk about.
Yeah, I've heard some great things about that. I mean, Zach had high praises, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, last week's episode. What else? Anything else you want to add here? Should we just bring it home?
Yeah, we can bring it home.
All right. Well, you know where you can find us. We talked about our YouTube page, youtube.com/@WDWBTG. Check out our latest video, including all our podcast episodes going forward will be available on our YouTube page. Your Moonlight Magic review is up there. What else do you have recently have you put up there? I'm trying to remember.
What was that? I had that little boat cruise on Crescent Lake over to Studios.
Yep. So those kind of videos, there's room reviews, restaurant reviews, transportation stuff. It's all good stuff up there. So check it out at WDWBTG on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at WDWBTG. Our Facebook group is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast family. Join us over there. Subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Leave us reviews. WDWBTG.com. You can email us info@WDWBTG.com, Mike@WDWBTG.com, and Gary@WDWBTG.com. Anything else you'd like me to add here, Pards?
That's a negative, Pards.
I think I got it all. All right, that's going to do it for episode number 526 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MIC.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R.